Then I would like to introduce
Sartar.
He's a very clever arch criminal who must be put away.
The reason I bring you this recorded message is because
it is phenomenally blatant and it is affecting children today.
But after all the laughter, they'll make you think.
This is like the stupidest thing I have ever heard in my life.
How about this combination?
Here we go again, Batman.
Stop for a few seconds, then repeat
something like this.
It's a four-letter word.
Fuck! No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Idiotic, suicidal, as a married man naked in bed
with the King of England.
It was a little piglet.
His name was Jerry Barker.
And contrary to popular opinion,
he was being a phony baloney.
But you know who's really
the King of England?
Who's that?
Here's Paddington Bear.
I killed him.
What did you say?
I killed Paddington Bear.
That's a mighty queer way to get to Texas.
What about taxes?
It's a lot of baloney.
What do you think?
I think maybe I can
tell you where McDonald's is.
This month you can go to McDonald's to check out the
definite violence and killing.
For me, Ronald McDonald.
Check out my butt.
You'll find it ever so nice inside.
I can't go anywhere.
I'm afraid we'll have to cut your beard to get that fishing line free.
That's a $20 value, absolutely free.
Only 69 cents.
But it'll cost you plenty.
The cost is minimal, and the benefits are enormous.
And when we do the best that we can, we all benefit.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Yes, please do.
And do it now.
You have to kill yourself.
We all benefit.
But suddenly, the wind started to blow.
Okay, one more time. It's very explosive.
Was as if he smelled a rat, but held his nose and went right ahead.
So let's go ahead as planned.
Grip my testicles.
Oh, golly, they're so tiny I can hold one in my hand.
You probably will have two balls in your left hand.
Yes, I do.
Ever see such a wonderful show?
I've seen it before.
Have you seen any Martians?
You make me feel better, right?
Did you ever have the feeling that you'd like to be a
butt-naked clown?
Oh, I would love that.
It seems Andy just can't
take off the clothes.
Put on a clown face and act crazy.
We doubt if he even knows there is such a thing.
It would now be a matter of minutes before they would die.
He fell dead.
All right, since you think it's so funny.
I'm going to eat.
What would he like for dinner?
Well, how about dirt?
That's what we had for dinner last night.
What would you like me to give you?
I love burgers.
You just buy a Whopper and get
a nice bath with some champagne and candles.
People say, well, what if you can't get both ankles? Hey, whatever, wrap your legs around the knee area.
Stop playing with my tits, you odd-ass bitch.
Start now training your children to
slay you and cut off your head.
Make children hate Jesus Christ.
Joyfully, they jumped up and down.
Most kids resent this at first.
They believe that the power of everlasting life was found in the internal organs of the dead.
And it was.
Hello Kitty found her mother in the kitchen baking
new Charmin bathroom tissue.
And the people are all happy.
And some suffered horrible mutilations, including the removal of brains, hearts, and other organs that were then boiled in blood.
And served warm on our freshly baked croissant.
It's delicious.
Sounds tasty, but what does that have to do with
the yeast infection? My first bout with a yeast infection taught me to use
the thick liquid toilet bowl cleaner preferred 3-to-1 over the leading brand.
Not only for flavor, but as a blending agent.
In addition, the written hazard communication program will describe the methods that will be used to inform you of the potential hazards of any non-routine tasks.
Such things as coming to the table with clean hands and
tight underwear.
That's a good boy.
A strange little man appeared.
And indeed it was the same Joe Green.
Who had AIDS.
I think he enjoyed it.
And he did.
Hello Kitty's dad asked.
You screwing a pig?
Don't talk too loud or Joe might hear.
Can I actually turn them into cash?
Anytime, Joe. Anytime.
But what about the pigs?
Joe, you'll never learn.
You rush to the bathroom and say,
you'll notice a great difference when you apply your lipstick.
And he did. You look fabulous.
Now for the last of the mouth-to-nose line exercises I want you to do.
But first you gotta close your eyes.
Stop playing with my tits, you odd-ass bitch.
Suddenly, Prickle saw something up ahead. He slammed on the brakes.
Five people were killed in the crash.
That was a good start, wasn't it?
What do you do now?
I know what to do!
Pubic hair should be distributed
in schools, offices, factories, and private homes.
And you wondered where it came from.
I saw it, I tell you. I saw it. It came from the sky. So did I, son. So did I.
Drifting around in space.
Where have you been?
In a nulliparous client.
Huh?
In a Paris client, they gape and are slightly shriveled.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I guess that's good enough. Forget about it.
Don't forget to wipe, flush, and wash your hands.
I don't want to spoil the fun.
But this noise simply cannot continue.
I told you not to watch those silly Earth programs. Now go to sleep.